USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The exact cost of human life lost at the U.S.-Mexico border is unknown, but it is continuing to deteriorate. And Sunday, tragedy strikes again. Officials in San Diego, California report at least four illegal immigrants died and many more were injured when a human smuggler's overloaded 40-foot wooden vessel crashed into a reef and disintegrated off the coast of Point Loma. Jeffrey Stevenson is with Customs and Border Protection.
So every indication from our perspective is that this was a smuggling vessel used to smuggle migrants into the United States illegally. We haven't confirmed the nationality of the people involved, but our agents are with many of them at the hospital. And the man who we believe was the operator, agents are with them, and a suspected smuggler, but the investigation is still unfolding.
Stevenson said the destroyed boat appeared to be attempting to blend in with commercial vessels before capsizing onto the rocky coastline. USA Radio News.
Who's really running the country? Joe Biden? The First Lady? Kamala Harris? Maybe Barack Obama? Already, Kamala Harris is the most powerful vice president in history. All this week, Newsmax's Greg Kelly asked the tough questions about Joe Biden and who's really in charge at the White House. Every night this week, Greg Kelly is on Newsmax giving you the news you need to know. So watch Greg Kelly tonight at 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern and see his series, Who's Really in Charge? Newsmax TV is America's fourth highest-rated cable news network. Everyone is talking about Newsmax. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system, tell them you want it. Or get Newsmax free on your smart TV. Or tune into Roku, Amazon Fire, Pluto, Zumo, or YouTube. Or just download the free Newsmax TV app on your smartphone and watch us anytime, anywhere. Millions of Americans are watching Newsmax. So should you.
The 2020 census continues to bring a wealth of data about Americans and the lives we live. Jeremy Scott with the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Census Bureau found that over two-thirds of voters cast their ballots by mail or before Election Day in the 2020 presidential election. 69% of voters nationwide took advantage of the expansion of mail and early voting options in numerous states, a significant jump from 40% in the 2016 election. Epoch Times reports the survey found that the increase in non-traditional voting was driven by mail-in voting, which more than doubled to 43%. Several Republican states have enacted or are considering legislative measures in an attempt to protect the integrity of the ballot box.
The United States 2020 population is estimated at 331,002,651 people. Republicans Susan Wright and Jake Elsie advanced this weekend to a runoff election for Texas' 6th Congressional District. The Democrats were voted out with not enough votes. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A great sign the United States is exiting the coronavirus pandemic. The entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, is now at 80% capacity for restaurants, clubs, shows, and concerts. Las Vegas Councilwoman Michelle Fiore tells Fox News everyone is excited.
I'm very excited. First of all, the business owners have been ready. They have their plans in place. We're at 80% capacity. We're going to go to 100 very quickly. We are vaccinated over 50%. As soon as we hit that 60% mark, we'll be at 100%. And I say within a couple of weeks we'll be there. We're not 6 feet apart anymore. We're 3 feet apart. And when you think about that with our nightlife and our clubbing and no matter what kind of dancing, whether you're dancing country at Stoney's, you know, 6 feet apart when you're dancing is a bit rough.
Last year at this time, Nevada had a 30% unemployment rate. It's now at 8%. Celebrity chef Todd English says quality workers are biting at the bit to get back to work.
The quality of person that wants to work, coming back. And people don't want to be sitting at home anymore. People want to work and, you know, contribute to society and just work for themselves, you know, for their own personal well-being. So I find that we're getting really good quality people back. I've had maybe in the last 2 days while I was at the restaurant, people coming up and going, "Chef, thank you so much for hiring me. I'm so excited to be back to work."
Awesome.
So that's a good sign, you know. So I don't know when the last time someone said that to me, but now it's really exciting.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.